From grit emerges a classic French croissant. Meet Susan Lim, the pastry chef behind Praline Bakery's newest location at The Wharf in Washington, D.C., by Megan Rumler. Most travelers toss a toothbrush and some clothes in their suitcase before a flight, but not Susan Lim. Lim packs a 5-pound frozen block of croissant dough. Launching off the success of her artisan bakeries in Maryland and Virginia, Lim and her partners are opening a third Praline Bakery retail spot at The Wharf in the nation's capital. Usually airplane cargo holds are very cold, and it takes upwards of 6 to 7 hours for frozen croissant dough to defrost, says Lim naturally, as if this information is common knowledge amongst fellow travelers. A quick Google search of airplane cargo temperature confirms that an average Boeing 767 keeps its baggage hold around 7 degrees Celsius, or 44.6 degrees Fahrenheit, which is in fact pretty cold. Recalling the decades-old memory, Lim says the idea to travel with frozen dough was born simply out of a desire to feed her family. While logical, the plan didn't factor in any flight delays, which is precisely what happened. My flight to California was only supposed to be 5 or 6 hours. The idea was to let the dough rise in flight, then cut, shape, proof, and bake it when I arrived, says Lim. Her flight was delayed by 12 hours. When I landed, the first thing I did was open my suitcase. I can still picture it now, a huge dough poof, and the smell, well, let's just say it was yeasty, says Lim, chuckling. Although a messy ordeal, Lim's clever and deft multitasking abilities landed her a coveted spot on the White House kitchen pastry team staff during both Bush and Clinton administrations. Fortitude, baking beneath. Sitting in Praline Bakery Mosaic, Lim is unassuming, quiet, and down to earth. She is authentic with an easygoing laugh. Her relaxed vibes are distinctly Californian, which is fitting for this Los Angeles native. And yet, unless meticulous attention is paid to what Lim says, it's all too easy to miss her intense focus and drive that run beneath the laid-back exterior. When describing herself as a pastry chef, Lim's tone and body language noticeably shift. She says one word, delivered with firm eye contact: demanding. I want to make sure everything is done perfectly. You have to be consistent in the kitchen. Otherwise, there's no point, says Lim unapologetically. Lim is motivated and driven by a level of determination, precision, and control some may never realize, which is inseparable from her intensity and passion to nurture. She always wants to make sure everyone is taken care of, says Hannah Choi in a telephone interview from Pyeongtaek, South Korea. Choi is Lim's identical twin sister, older by 1 minute. I think we're similar, but just in different industries, says Choi. As it turns out, both are in nurturing fields, food and education. To feed is to nurture. Originally intending to pursue medical school, Lim double majored in biological sciences and history, but later fell into what would become her lifelong passion for professional pastry arts. 20 years ago, Lim walked into L'Académie de Cuisine, one of the nation's former top culinary schools. Her goal? To become a better cook, not pastry chef. For her, wielding all three while simultaneously feeding someone is akin to magic. She was hooked. I always ask myself, is this the best we can make it? Would I be proud to give this to my family? That is my bar, says Lim, speaking emphatically. Today, Lim says she is grateful to have walked through those doors because it was only when she was elbow deep in flour, butter, and dough that her world changed forever. Amidst construction, Lim pauses to give a tour. Above the noise, she states the store is expected to open by November. Praline at the Wharf will be an approximately 2,222-square-foot retail bakery and will sit smack in the center of Washington, D.C.'s newest $2.5 billion waterfront development. Our main entrances will be from 7th Street and the Canopy Hotel lobby, says Lim, as she dodges scaffolding on site. The new store will feature beloved customer favorites, such as Parisian macaroons, croissants, cookies, and breakfast pastries, but will also highlight new items. I'm excited. It's like the new hit place. I'm thinking about doing fun stuff like maybe bingsu, an Asian snow cream dessert. It's like flaked milk, says Lim, with a wide smile on her face. Aside from the wharf's popularity, the restaurant business is widely acknowledged to be a tough industry. With over 24 eateries already operating at the wharf, how will Praline's new retail bakery stand out? I believe that variety and competition are helpful. If you differentiate enough, there's room for everybody, says Lim. This is the moment when paying close attention to what Lim says matters. Differentiation is the key word. But what exactly does that mean? Lim asserts that Praline Bakery's 12-year run is due to their exactingly high standards in quality and ingredients. Flavor and consistency are king, says Lim. This simple yet efficient statement reveals her secret ingredient, an obsession with quality control. What I love and admire about Susan is that she's not all talk, she's action, says Patricia Dunn, a fellow pastry chef and Lim's longtime friend. Dunn adds in jest, ask anybody. Pastry chefs are control freaks. It's a common theme. Observing a croissant rise. Upon concluding the interview, Lim whimsically answers the question of which pastry she identifies with most. If I were a pastry, I'd be a croissant, says Lim, explaining that it's a pastry everybody likes, has some character, and is not overwhelming. What Lim perhaps unknowingly omits is that, like her, croissants are intricately layered and carefully constructed, rising only to flaky perfection when time and temperature are flawlessly mastered. The tour ends and Lim exits, flashing her pink Praline t-shirt, matching pink sneakers, and a coordinating pink Apple Watch.